The second tool I want to talk a little bit about this morning is AgPlan. AgPlan is a tool that we've just released in the last year or so. It's the Agricultural and Rural Business Planning website. And what it does is it gives you the ability to go online and develop complete business plan for your farm business or for any business. If I go down to the next page here, designed for multiple rural business types, we've developed AgPlan to help us develop business plans for traditional commodity agriculture, but also for value-added agriculture, for rural small businesses, and actually for commercial fishing operations. If you don't know much about business planning lets us put together kind of the narrative of what we want to do with our farm business or with any business. So it lets you put together the mission statement for the business, helps you put together the goals of your operation, what you're trying to accomplish in your operation, and then lets you document how you're going to do that with through an operation plan, a management plan, and a financial plan. So it just lets you put together a narrative on your operation to tell somebody, whether that be internal to yourself and the people you're working with in your business, or an external person like a lender, tells them what you're trying to accomplish in your farm business. And I guess I'd like to think about, you know, some of the information that producers do provide to lenders when they apply for loans, and a lot of cases that's not very much. And think about what kind of reaction a producer might get the first time they come into the lender and plop a nice completed business plan on their desk with a cover page and lets them document what their business is and what they want to accomplish, what their goals are, and how they're going to do that. So each business plan type of those four types of businesses has an outline of topics that might be included in a business plan. And it provides that structure for that operator to put together what they might include in a business plan. Most producers have little or no background in developing something like this. So it provides them a structure, whether that be an outline for a commodity operation or rural business or even a fishing operation. Provides some tips for what might be included in each section, and then it provides some sample plans that we've collected so that you can see what somebody else included in each one of those sections of the business plan. Here's what it looks like, and I hope you can see that. You might have to go to full screen mode to see what I'm looking at right now. But this is when you get into the website and have opened up your business plan. I'm looking at a sample plan called the More Milk Plan right now. And this producer has put together the beginnings of their business plan. On the left side there, you see the outline, and that's a static outline that of the sections that can be included. And we really stress that it's can be. We wouldn't encourage anybody to try to complete every one of those sections. That might be a little bit going too far. And if you plop that on the banker's desk, the desk might collapse. So you got to be a little careful with how much detail you get into. But this is pretty traditional for what a business plan might include, with executive summary and then some description of the business. And then most business plans have a section for documenting the operations plan for the business, the marketing plan, a management plan, and then a financial plan. The next section is where you actually build your business plan. And this is where you type in your plans, and it's just like a word processor. It lets you use traditional word processing tools to type in. You can also paste in spreadsheet tables or even paste in graphics if you want to. And then down below here, this is what makes this a little bit more than just a word processor. The tips, each one of these sections, as you step through the outline, there's a tip for what you might think about including in that section and what a mission statement is, what it might look like. And then as we step across that, resources, there are web-based resources that you can pull up and look at what somebody selected to look at what a, in this case, what a vision, mission, and goal statement might include. And then sample plans, is you can click on the tab for sample plans, and in this case we have three samples that you can look across and see what somebody else put in. And then the last thing, we don't have anything to show you here, but this is what really makes, from an educational standpoint, this is what really makes AgPlan work, is the ability to put in comments, because an individual can create their business plan, and let's say you're working, they're working with an educator to get started on it, then they can assign their educator as a reviewer of their business plan, and that allows, if they say they want that, that allows that educator to go in and look at the business plan and go in here and make comments on each section of the business plan. So that gives the producer the ability to really get some help as they're trying to struggle through this planning task. And a lot of cases around the country where producers are being introduced to the concept of business planning, and we think this is a pretty good tool for educators to help producers get started, and then they can go home, producers can work on their business plan on the web in the comfort of their home at the kitchen table, or and just using the comments so they can interact with that educator that they're working with if so desired. So this is the development team that was involved in AgPlan. Just want to give them some credit from around the country. We've had some help from several people who have quite a bit of knowledge of this, either from a technical standpoint or from doing a lot of business planning with producers. So I want to give each of these people some credit, including Trent Tigerstrom from Arizona, who's on this team. If you're interested in any of these tools, there's our website. We are at the Center for Farm Financial Management at the University of Minnesota. And AgPlan is free. Anybody can go and use AgPlan, so you can go to our website and find a link to AgPlan, or you can just go to www.agplan.umn.edu and go right in, register yourself, and start either looking at or using AgPlan to create business plans. If you're interested in FinPac, there is a price tag on FinPac, so if you're interested in it, you need to call us at that 800 number and we'll fill you in on the details of that. So with that, John, I'm going to turn it back to you.